Please keep in mind in this chapter that we're setting ourselves the right way up. We may have a faulty or a non-existent understanding of what it means to be saved and born again, the importance of the blood of Christ and all manner of other basic doctrines. We may have a theology that says we aren't too bad, really. We just need a little help to make us better people. And now all we have to do is to try hard every day to reach a certain standard of behaviour. All this leads directly to striving for an unattainable goal, trying to make ourselves acceptable to a holy God by our own good works. An unpalatable fact, but one that will set you free, is that there was nothing God could save out of your old life. He had to kill it and give you a new one. He had to come up with a solution whereby he could look upon you as a sinner without his holiness and righteousness being compromised. Because he loved what he created so very much, this great God who could have rubbed everything out and started over again came up with a plan. He himself would do it. He would provide the sacrifice necessary to satisfy himself. In the tabernacle, only one person was able to take the blood into the most holy place on the great day of atonement, the high priest for that year. As he entered the most holy place, the still warm blood in a bowl, the congregation held their breath to see if it would be accepted. A rope tied to his ankle ensured he could be retrieved immediately should the blood not be accepted and he be struck down. While the people could hear the tinkling of the bells and the pomegranates on the hem of his garment, they knew he was still moving about, ministering to the Lord, and all was well. The blood. We are made acceptable to God in only one way, through the blood. Specifically, through the shed blood of Jesus, God's own Lamb, who is both our eternal great high priest and the sacrifice whose blood satisfies once for all. It's called propitiation. Since the cross, when God sees the blood of his son Jesus, he's satisfied. His anger at fallen man is appeased. His anger at sin is averted, but only by the blood of Jesus. It's not averted by you trying hard to be more pure or holy. It's not averted by you trying not to miss the mark and sin. It's not averted by your good behaviour or good works. It is totally dealt with and averted by the blood. All rests on the blood of the Lamb, and that is enough to satisfy a holy God for eternity. You have received mercy. That is where the blood was sprinkled by the high priest in the most holy place, on the mercy seat. Psalm 85:10, mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. He's done it all. Cease striving. Go free.